ראית ממש להיות חס. חס מטוב שמפית על הרבי יוסי חזן.
Famous for Galamukas, that had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, he would have built the Beis HaBechira, is the Maase Yad of Moshe were Nitzchim, were eternal, were everlasting. The Beis HaMikdash would never be Chorv. Say, the Mekubalim, the Galamukas, and many others, that if the Beis HaMikdash would stand for eternity, the Klal Yisrael would never go into Golos. Atkan. Uyibazoi. Rashi says that when Vayera Hadover Ma'idl Beine Avram Al Oidois Benoi, Avram felt bad expelling Yishmol. So the Eibusha told him, Al Yera Reinech, right? Don't feel bad. Why? Kol Asher Toimer Eilecha Sora Shma Bekoil. Says Rashi at Chazal, Bekoil Ruach HaKoidish. Listen to a Ruach. What's the Ruach HaKoidish Abedover? Kusar Imenu, who is greater in the views even than Avram Avinu, says in Tzvor Makdoshim, she saw what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael, the Tzoris of Klal Yisrael, Ba'achris HaYomim, which is why Chazal say, the Malach called him Yishmael. Why? Kisham Elikim. Right? David heard your affliction, your pain. Abizayah's name should have been Shmael. Why Yishmael Oshin Osid? Because the Eibush will hear the tzakas, the affliction, the pain, the tzoris, the tzakas of Klal Yisrael, ba'achras of Yomim, what Klal Yisrael, what Yishmol will do to Klal Yisrael. And Sora knew about this, right? Asher Alkein, right? She was worried. Da'ir Shemama, Norvos. She knew that there'll be a Moshe Rabbeinu, who'll be a Goyu, take us out of Mitzrayim, and tzoris, and Golos. And there'll be miracles, Makis, and Kriyas Yamsuf, etc. And Moshe is destined to take us to Eretz Yisrael, and he'll build the Beis HaBechira, which will be a Nitzchi, and Yidin will never go into further Golos. Okay, Dayenu, we were able to handle it. Now says the Medrash, once Sar Imenu saw that Moshe is not going into the Promised Land, there'll be future Golos in, whatever, and she saw what's going to happen in our Golos, and as I've said many times, we'll talk about it today, that Reb Chaim Vital writes famously in his Sefer Eitz Hadas Toiv and Tillim and Kuf Chav Dalet, that in the end of time, although we generally associate that there are four Golos, as Merum is in Daniel, the end of Golos Edoim will be called Golos Yishmol, the fifth Golos, which is a chelik, we'll soon see, from Golos Edoim, and that will be the Golos by Yishmol. And it'll be tzoris tzuris for Klal Yisrael, which is unbearable. Butchery, savagery at Le'umen. Asher Al came, when she saw Moshe is not going into Eretz Yisrael, she said, Goresh is a amma azoyis vesmino. So a simple pshat. Gerade, there's a fascinating, just derech agav, achsim soifer, in his chidushim to Masech Tuxuvis, he brings b'shem Oviv. He asked the kasha. It says that tzora sor Yitzchok mitzachik. Mitzachik Chazal Sora Sor Yishmol Mitzachik, and Mitzachik is Pshat Gilarayish Vichadom and Avidu Zor, and Chazal saw say that Sora Imenu saw how Yishmol is trying to kill Yitzchok, shooting an arrow to kill Yitzchok. It's like history repeated them. When she saw that, she went over to Avraham. Hello, Garish Lamazis. She tells the Shaila, asks the Chum Sofer B'Shem Aviv. So what do you need? What do you need? Ruach HaKodesh. You see with your eyes. It's Eidus. Sora Imenu. Tells Avram, I saw this Yishmol Yimach Shemol trying to kill Yitzchok. So the Eibusher says, listen, Kol Asher Tayim Alecha Sora, listen to her Ruach. I need Ruach HaKodesh here. She saw with her own eyes. Hello? Und Shalot HaShalim Eidach. What's it Avram going to tell you? What did he think? If you see, have a, you know, you could be one of a very liberal rabbi, you know, like you, Kava Yamin, you mean Mekarev, all the good tzach. If you have a family of children, and you have one child who wants to murder the other children, and he does have a desire, you have rayas on the side, hello? Any normal parent would keep this kid in your house? Hello? What did Avram want here? Nishnados asked him, why does it say, Vayera, Avram felt bad. Al oidois benoi. You could have said Vayera Avram. Finish Gemara. What do you mean? Al oidois benoi. The words are mutor. So the Chumash Sofer says, the Gemara says in Ksuvah Daf Nun Gimel, Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinina, sharp one, right? Loitehevi ba'avurei ma'achsanya afilu mi'brabishu le'bratov. Don't be party to giving over the Yerusha, even from a bad son, into the hands of the good son. Why? You don't know the future. It could be this kid is a rotter, is a good for nothing. But who knows, maybe he will have fine erlecha children will come from him. So Avram, Vayera, Lavram, Al Oidois Benoi, so the Chum Sefer wants to touch, not that by Yishmael. Yishmael is a good for nothing. Oh, but maybe Yishmael will have a son who will be erlech. How do you know what will be at the end of the day? As he has in him the DNA of Avram Avinu, of Esau Nadinenu. Maybe he will be erlech. On this, the Eibusher told Avram, "Kol ha'shatoymer elecha sora shma b'koyla." She is greater than you in Ruach HaKodesh, and she will know there will never come any good from Yishmael. Ad soif kol hayom, Klal Yisrael will be suffering for it. So says the Holy Chum Sofer. Now I understand what's a dorshot semer ufishtim. What did that got to do with gorish amas b'lis? Pasuk says lisacharish b'shor v'chamor yachdov. What's the juxtaposition? Right? So everyone knows the Zohar HaKadosh says Fursum that Shur and Chamur refer to whom? The mixture. Esav is Shur, right? And Yishmael is Chamur. Why is Chamur Yishmael Chamur? This week's parasha. Shvul Lachem ima Chamur, says Gemara Baba Kama, ima doim le Chamur. And who is his mother? Where's his mother from? What passport did she carry? Mitzrayim, right? What do you know about Mitzrayim? It says, Arvashar Besar Chamoyim, Besarim, what's explained to Barichu? So Esav is the Shoyer, and Yishmael is the Chamoyim. When Esav and Yishmael get together, says the Zohar, it brings a Churban into the world. Which I have no time to elaborate, I want to talk about it, but someone called me up with a crisis like this morning, early in the crazy hours, right? That is the Indian Vayelech Esav El Yishmael, and he married Bosmas, yeah? Because he wanted, if you tap in to Yishmael, which is, what is Yishmael? Yishmael, as Tzaddik says, Barichas and Pritzadik and Paris Vayetze, in all this form, Yishmael is the Psoilus of the Chesed Lavrom. Chesed is a great midah. When you take it to its extreme, right? The pasuk says, "Vayofu pamayich banolim." Pamayich is bas nediv bitish of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu the chesed. Chesed is gevaldik. But if there's no nal, if there's no barriers, no limitation, there's no boundaries, so that ayishmal. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin that asora kavin tznus bo yodul oilom, and nine of them tisha took the arvi. So in the Eibishter offered Torah, Zarach Miseir Loma, Yerfim Arparn, and the Yishmaelim asked him, the Arvim asked him, what's state in the Torah? He said, Lysinov, Lysinov Nafros. Masha'en Kain Esav, was told, Al-Kharb, Al-Kharbacha, Tichye, right? He lived by the sword, because he's the Psoilus of Yitzchok, which is Gevura. I once explained Barichas. Therefore, it says in Sfarim HaKadosh, in Kubolim, you ever listen to music? You ever go to the shuk, you walk into the kaisel, you go through the Arab shuk, right? What kind of music do Yishmaelim have? It sounds like a morning droning. Because they're chesed. And music is tainuk. And we have a principle, tainuk to me, they ain't a tainuk. What does a person enjoy? The opposite of his bechina, opposites. Ash Alkain, Arabic music is Gvuridik, because they are Chesed. Mash Enkin, European, Christian, Indo-European. Oh, Tchaikovsky's 45th waltz in D minor. Well, you know, it's all happy and gay and merry and everyone dancing, and, right? Because they are murderers. They need the Eisel, Harbachotichi. So what do they get turned on? What do they like? Dafka happy music, that's the opposite. So, if you fight, you fight them alle front. So Esav is a kluge, right? Right. So he dafke goes and marries Bas Yishmael. Then in both Chesed in Gevura, the Leumazeh, he should, and that is Bosmas. By the way, just Derech Agav, the pasuk says Bishetzev Zatoyer v'Parshas Kiseite. Bishetzev Ketzev Histarti Pone Rega Mimech. For one moment, in anger, the Eibushah tried to turn his face from us. Two types of anger. Shetzef, Ketzef. Right? Because the world is generally divided. I wanted to speak about a totally different topic today. That's true. Shabbos. How it connects to this whole matzah. Whatever. I have no time. But the world generally is divided into 70 nations. 35 and 35. You may remember I discussed this when we make Kiddush on Shabbos. That's why I want to talk about Shabbos. There's in Vayechulu 35 words. In the Bracha of Kiddush, there's 35. And on top of that, there's Esav and Yishmael and Esav. Remember we discussed this? Yes, 100 times. Therefore, we say Vahoser Satan Fanenu Mecharenu. Or in the Nusach of the Arizal, Tzvochin Af Aksin Betelim Uvutol. Right? There's the Klippa of Tzvocho, which is Esav. Cries like because he lost the Bechayra. Aksin is Miloshin Aksa, which is the klipa of Yishmael. I can tell you 1,000 gematrias, but not now. You may remember, if you ever listen to the news, you ever go to Yerushalayim, there's a tumma based turfa on our Harabayis, which is called a mosque called Al Aksa. This is the klipa of Yishmael, Aksa. And together, that's why the Yishmaelim have their Shabbos on a Friday, and the Goyim, the Christians, have it on a Sunday. And Shabbos is Tzvochin Av Aksin B'Teilim Uvutol. These are the two kirchs. So you put them together, Esav and Yishmael. Esav marries Yishmael's daughter. You got Bosmas, right? Which is Kirlin. Why are the Arabs fighting Eden? Why do they hate Eden so much? It's a battle over Yerushalayim. That's the core essence of the whole geshefa, right? So it's brought in the Ksavim of Reb Menachem Mendel of Shklov, the great Talmidim of the Gro, that Bosmas is Begimatria Tzion and Yerushalayim. Right? As written there. And therefore it's also Begimatria. Yerushalayim is called, Shlomo Melech says, David says Shlomo Melech, when he built the Beis Hamikdash, V'hoyu einai v'libi shom tamid kol hayomim, ayin plus lev, b'mila is also b'gimatria bosmas. Therefore, the Yeshua comes, it's anuichi, anuichi, u'menachemchem, anuichi, anuichi, is gimatria, ayin, and lev. Right, which were in the chelik of which shevet was the Beis HaMikdash, Binyamin, ayin, lev. And therefore, in the last minutes of the Galus Ha'achin, in the Sioinus of Ikhuz de Mashiach, then we say, B'sheketz Ketzef, is starti ponai. Shekef Ketzef is Gematria, Bosmas. I'm not talking about that. That's the Nakuda. That there's a chibur of Esav and Yishmael, and that is the Sioinus of our generation. On this, Reb Chaim Vital says, "Lule Hashem Shayalonu Bekumalein Odom," which refers to whom? The Pera Odom, right? Which he said, "The Loshen Hagolus Ahei," the fifth Golus of Yishmael, "Mishunu Mikol Masha Over Ki Oz Chayim Hayu Roitzim Luvloyot." They want to eat us up. Lebedikarait. Okay, and how do I know where the Raya? You remember the pasuk you say every day in the Korbanos. Pasuk says. Which these four expressions refer to the four gullies. And it always bothered me. Could it not just have said, the Torah is very economical with letters, right? It says, what's gamzois? What are these words, gamzois? Hello? Rabbi Sternbach, no, what's the gematria of gamzois? Huh? 451. Who in the Torah is Gematria 451? Come on, what are we talking about? Wakey, wakey. Yishmael! V'af gamzuis, even in the Gullus of Yishmael, le'ma'astim le'ga'altim, the Ebishter is with us. You remember the Meraglim in Parashat Shlach? and they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And what do they say? Why do they want to go to Yisrael? They call Eretz Canaan Eretz, next word, Oicheles Yisrael. It's written Choser in the Torah, as the Bokeri you know. Aleph Chof Lametav. What's the gematria of Oicheles? 451. They saw Baruch. I think now the Nishan Agnes. I'm sure it says Oicheles. They saw the tzaris that Klal Yisrael will have Ba'achrus Hayomim. 451 Yisrael. They don't want to go. And it's Merumas also in the Pasuk, beginning of the Chumash, Pasuk Beis. You don't got to go very far. Va'oretz hoysa, soyu, va'voyu, v'choyshech, alpenei, tohoi. And Chazal Darshin, soyu refers to Bovel. Voyu refers to Paras, Modai. V'choyshech, Yavon, shechshich v'neim shol Yisrael, tohoim refers to who? What? Who the fourth galus? Edoy. Because this doyme, the fourth galus, alangi galus, right? Which is doyme, the time that appears to us, she'ein lo asof. Infinite. It keeps on going and going and going. Yeah? What happened to Chaim Vital's fifth galus, the galus of Yishmael? Hello? Bingo! Very good. Or someone's awake. Tahoim is gimatri Yishmael. Very good. That's all merumis. And that is this ischabrus, the zivug of Esav and Yishmael ba'achrus hayom, because Esav is the roish kol umus. Therefore, his edom is called the kadmoini vayetzei harishin. Admoini, yeah, hello. As per the Gemara in Tzachim Daf Hey, you all know, right? And Esav is al chayar b'chotichya, right? And what happens is at the end of galus, Esav goes to Yishmael, right? By the way, the capital of Esav, Edom. Rome. Why do you say it's Rome? Edom is Esav. Where did Esav live? As you know, in old Tanakh, when David fights with somewhere in Transjordan, you know, Chayitzu. In other words, Esav is the klipa of Edom. The whole of our vanilla, I discussed it in the past minute. But apparently, the capital city of Edom switches. It depends who is the superpower of the world. The Beis Hamikdash was chorav through Rome, and Rome was affected by Edom. I got some ma'isa why. We once discussed Tzvoi, Janus, January. You don't remember this? We discussed what's in Italy, Barichas. Talk to the walls, okay? Yes? But Eich Shiyah, whatever, however it is, right? In the Mashkiach says, this capital, right, changes per generation. Where would you say, today I've got to take an honest, objective view of world politics, geopolitics, where is the capital of the superpower of the world? Which country is, what? America is a superpower today. But you tell me in the end of Golos, it's like a chlif to duchtai. So vayelech Esav el Yishmael. So America should be a Medina from Ritzicha, etc., from like, you know, pum faker. What is the clip? People often think fighting Golos Yishmael. That applies to Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. We've got to do to me and whatever. The whole Western culture, starting with America, is affected by the clip of Yishmael. What is the clip of Yishmael? Pritzus, without any boundaries. Chesed l'umase. Chesed as in Parshas Achrimus. Is it Kedoshim? Yeah? Chesedu. Hello, you with me? So you have, let's say, in America, the Mashkiach says, Chazal say, Gabi the Mabul, Loi nechtum dinum, Ache kosu ksuva lezocher. When would the Gzeira, the Kishus Gobosar, when they started writing a ksuva to get married to a zocher? Or you have a thing called abortion in America, which is like, Choykli Yavar, by the liberals, like Mamish, whatever. What's that? I'm going to perform Shvichas Domim in order to enable people to do Gilarais. It's like Chavotal. Kumt Oyst the Klippa, which is what? Edoim. Suddenly it's Neslavish in the Klippa of Yishmael. We're Hefker Petishka, no boundaries. So when Edoim adopts the lifestyle of Yishmael, the Tishakabin of Znus of Yishmael, so what does Yishmael do? L'umazah. Yishmael adapts the Al-Khar B'Chotichya of Edom. Right? And they're Moisir Nefesh for their Ritzichus. Therefore, the Mashgiach says a Murray defeated for Gimatrias. To remember, Yishmael ben Avram, 7451, we said, is Gimatria Eila ben Esav Eila Alufeim who had they're one and the same, which is also 7:51. Is Gimatria Hashem Melech Olam Vod of the Goyim Arzu. As we'll soon discuss, when will Mashiach come? Will the Gula come? When of the Goyim Me'artzei, when you get rid of the when the Mekayim Garish is the Amaziz of Bino. And therefore, Esav b'miluoi, Ayin Shinvov, is Gimatria ed Amen Yishmael, Emakoil. And therefore, what do we say about Esav? Who ye para odom, kyudua what Rebudim, but I'm losing it. What did they say about Yishmael? Who ye para odom, kyudua, the Maral Diskin said, normally in Lashon Kodesh, first you say the Shema Etzem, and then you say the Shema Toyer. So it should have said, "Who ye Adam Pera." He'll be a man. He'll be like a wild donkey, right? But here it says, "Who ye?" It's the chayyeh, the etzim of Yishmael is the Pera. The Adam is the Shema Mushul. So who ye Pera Adam is gimatria lachroino yiso. Remember there with Golem in the Midbar, who is the Degel Achron, the Maasev Chol Hamachris for all the stragglers, Don. So Tzvar Makdoshim say we Bizman Azeh are Shevet Don. We're the neshamas at the end of the queue. The last of the Mohicans, the last of the people, right? In Tesat, Lachroini, so Lidigleyem is Gimachia Loisinov. And what is that's the klipa of Yishmael. And what does it say by Yishmael? Yodoy Bakol. We explained last week, Bakol is the Gimach, which Midas HaYisod. Right? That's what he's about. Therefore, when does right after the birth of Yishmael, in last week's parasha, you don't have to go back months ago, last week's parasha, what comes right after the birth of Yishmael? A mitzvah. Ah, which mitzvah? Bris. Why does Bris Mila come right after the birth of Yishmael? Because Klipas Achesed is Gimatria Bris Mila. What is the Abish doesn't give you a makkah without giving you a refuah. One refuah to meet the Yishmael is Bris Mila, Kedushas HaYisod. Therefore, the pasuk says, "V'yisem kedushim l'leikeichem," 10:67, which is Gimachi l'yirosh ben ha'amazot, that the ben ha'ama Yishmael will not get inherited their throne. With 1,067 is also Gimachia Bayis Hashlish. What did the Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi got to do with anything? Because everyone knows the famous Baal Turim. It's brought in many of the Rosh Chazal. What is the end of Parshas Chayesora? Last words, Parshas Chayesora. Go through the Al Pnei Kol Ochiv Echav Nofel. Yishmael collapses. Next, the Eila Taldos Yitzchak Ben Avram. So the Baal Turim, look at Baal Turim. When Yishmael will collapse, then will come Mashiach Ben David, who comes from Taldos Yitzchak Ben Avraham. So, right? In other words, the whole kavona of Yishmael is to me'aker, to mekakea, to destroy, to delay the Malchi Yisroel, becoming a Mashiach. Therefore, Yishmael is Gimachia, Zelu Umazeh, Umelochem Michal Atzecho Yitzehu. Avraham was promised you'll have kings, ultimately the Mashiach would be the ultimate king, and Yishmael is Zelu Umazeh. And therefore it says, the Zohar, I'll read you, the Lashon, famous Zohar, everyone, you know, Begein ahu gzeiro demhoin, zimnin b'nei Yishmael, l'mishnot ba'ara kadisha, because Yishmael has the schus of having a bris, therefore he will be shoylik in Eretz, in Arakadish, in Eretz Yisrael, ka'ir rekanya mikulo zimnesagi. He will rule over Eretz Yisrael for a long time. Right? When Eretz Yisrael is berekanya, when empty, when it swamps, when it's dunes, sand dunes, empty, then Yishmael gets his shlita. Why? Kimad the gezeirah d'lohim berekanya b'leishlemu, just like the bris of Yishmael is a surgery, it's garnished, doesn't mean anything. The inun ya'akfen l'hoin l'bnei Yisrael la'atzava l'duchtayu ad yishtal l'mahu z'chus l'bnei Yishmael. And as long as Yishmael has a z'chus of Mila, they will be the ones who prevent Klal Yisrael from returning to Eretz Yisrael. I remember when I was a kid, I was in 8th grade, and I don't know if you remember 1970, 1971, and L'misporim, Rav Huttner, and three airplanes were hijacked. They were the Dawson's Air Force Base in Jordan. And my Rebbe at the time, my teacher in school, whatever, was a Talmud from Chaim Berlin. And when his Rebbe, Rav Huttner, was released, together with his, you know, from Malia, he went to JFK Airport to greet him upon him after a few weeks in Tfisa, in captivity. So he came back the next morning and he told us that Rav Huttner spoke when he met his Talmidim there at the airport. And he said a vort. I remember the vort, and I was like, from talking about many, many years ago, over 50 years ago. But Rav Huttner said, we say every Musaf, in Musaf Yontif. Ve'ein onu yecholim lalais v'leirois v'leshtachol v'necha v'lasischa v'seinu v'beitzchirosecha v'ayit ha'god v'alkodosh mipnei hayod shen leshtachol v'nechir. Anyone who's been to Yerushalayim, you can oversee the Harabayit. You've seen the Yad? Where's this Yod? Shen leshtachol v'nechir. So Rav Huttner said, he types the Yod shen leshtachol v'nechir is by Yishmol, it says Yod doi bakol v'yad kolbi. Yishmol is preventing B'yasa Mashiach, B'nyan B'yasa Migdosh, Degul. That's what Yishmol is about. It reminds me that every school child knows the famous Gemara in the end of Masechta Tziyum, Masechta Makis, that Rabbi Akiva and Chaverev are going, and they come to overlook Har HaBayis. And they see Shul, Yoytzei Mibeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. They started crying, and Rabbi Akiva was Metzachik, why are you crying, why are you laughing? They said, a place where it says, V'zara HaKor of Yubas, and Arshav Shul of Al-Kubay, L'Cherim Mitzachik, etc. So the Aloin Bochus, the Pirush on Megillas Eicha, from Rabbi Yomin Vital, he says, the Pasuk, in the Eicha, that Shul and Hilchubay, was it a Shul? Lama Asa Hashem Kocha, that who Shualim, Shin Ayin Lamed, Yud Mem is Gimatria, in Makayil, Yishmol. And he comes from Egypt and he brings Midrashim in Kehelis, whatever, in Shashirim, that Shulim refers to Mitzrayim also. And he comes from Ben Hagar Hamitzris. The Shulim Hilchuboy, because their war is Hashem al Mashichoy, they're fighting over Yerushalayim. Right? There's a fascinating one line Loshen in Archaim HaKodesh. The end of Lubea Pin Lakshim. I don't give maton. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh. A few words. V'yesh yoyim lekel oyim. There's a day of from the Abish. Mishpat yasa v'yakir nikna lekoinov. The nikna, the one who is acquired, who's a rechush, who's a possession, will appreciate that he belongs to whom? Lekoinov, the one who acquires it. In other words, he's talking about Yishmol. If the Mashkiach says, all the psukim, the godless, the future of Yishmol, look, Vayhi Elikim Esanar Vayigdol, is Begimachia, a Isha Vilodea Tiladina, Mishpot. Who belongs to the Ben of the Shifra? To the Master. Vayomel Avram is Yitzhak Benoy Ben Shmein as Yomim, is Gimachia, Shifra Kitirash Givirto. Should the Shifra overpower the boss, the Gvir? Why? Because he's Gimalit. But the Zohar HaKadosh said the Mila of Yishmol is Berekanya. By Yitzhak it says, Vayomel Avram is Yitzhak Benoy, Gimatria 1001, which I said last week is Gimatria 1001. Sherish Anelam, Yerushalayim, a billion, Bokshem Magan Avram. 1001 should be when you make a bris by a Yid, you're Megalit the Sherish Anelam, that he comes from Zerah Avram Yitzhak Yankiv, and deep down, Ayid is willing to be Moshe Nefesh, Lashem Elo Teirosi. The whole idea of a bris is a chlamayla menateva. Something above nature, above seichel. Our bris has been Shmein Yomim, and Mashe'en Ki Yishmol is a, you know, but it's meaningless. You find, what happens at a bris? A bris is Yom HaShmini. Eight, you don't got to be a genius, is always related to Yom HaMashiach. Lam Naseach Al HaShminis, as Chazal say. Therefore, who comes to a bris? Who's your guest? Eliyahu Hanavi, who is the Malach HaBris, is also the Mevaser HaGeula, because every bris is Bevchina Shmeina, and by a bris mila, by Yimei Samashiach, it says, V'ezruach HaTuma, Avir Mena Oretz, V'shbeitz Yichayero, L'yarei V'leshchisu, B'chal HaKodshi, Kimol HaRtei Yas Hashem, etc., etc. That's why the emesis Ayiledes is Tamei, Azochar. Ayiledes gives birth to Azochar. How many days is he Tamei? Seven. And a keva? 14. Why is a zachar less choshuv than a nekeva? With the erech, the kedusha, you have the tumah. So why is a zachar? The answer is a Torah. Ishka, Rika, Zachar, Vitami, Shiva, Yamim, Minulur. Why? The Torah is bothered by this question. The next pasuk. Oh, Yemashmini, Yimusar Alasi. The Mila, when Elio and Ovi comes, and Mila, Shmini, is connected to the future, therefore that's Mitar de Isha, because the Avid Ruach Atuma, Avir Minoritz. And that Pshat, Mashkiach says, by the Bible, it says, Vayidim Ar, Pars Acher, yeah? Vayidim Ar. Ma'avel Elohim, what should he have said? Oh, Yemashmini, Yimusar Alasi. What in the world is the Medjestar Mirkli? What one thing to the other? The simple Pshat is, because why is there the woman only tamei 7 days, not further? Because mila is lamazir hashminis. It brings a ha'ora from the era geula, right? Yeah. So what happened on Nadav Avihu passed away when on vahiba yom hashmini? Hello, on this great day of Rish Chodesh Nisan, and where did the neshama of Nadav Avihu go? It was nesaber in Pinchas Zu Eliyo, as we said. He shouldn't be a shaykhas to death. So he could have said v'yemashmini imel, and therefore he could, but he had no tightness to the Abishur. Right? Because it said by Navi, it says, Bikorvosom lifnei Hashem v'yamusu Rashi Teves Yoivul. That's the reason that we went to Suya Yayin. The Gemara says, could you be Kaveya Suda on Yayin? No. Gemara Brachos. Yeah? Even if you drink a lot of wine, and Yayin is misutsoid, a person generally is not kiveya sud. So Nachum Bar Yitzchok to Rava was it, right? And if a person wants to be kiveya sud on wine, was it kribench? So the Gemara says. So the answer is l'shiyove elio v'yomer. Hashda mi a bottle of daiti l'chol. Is the chayim when elio and avi will come, you can kiveya sud on wine, because then you will what? Wine is like yain gimash yisod, etc., etc. Or behind the Gesaiten, butler died. That's why Noach, after the marble, he thought there's a tikkun hashalim. First thing he does is beetle carrot. Hello, because he thought he didn't. He was unaware that chum was mekalkel in the teva and that put a churban into the world. That's another option for another time. That's pshat. Okay, I'm not time. By halarichas, but by Yishmael it says v'nosativ legoigod. Shel Avram was also promised the Eschel Goy God. We say the Avram. Goy God refers to Echvet and what Mi Goy God. Imagine this. Umi Goy God. Ashalakim Kroivim Elov. Ashalachukum Potem Tzadikim. What's the Yishmael? How could you call him a Goy God? What's that God? Hello. Hello, Arichas. Gorgeous Arichas. But the Agur the Kala says, I'm simple. Vinasativ the Goy God means the whole godless of Yishmael is that v'nasativ, I will give him, I will conquer and vanquish him, l'goy godlo mizkal yusol Mashiach comes. It's the only godless of all arichas here, which I don't have the time to elaborate. I want to speak about Shabbos and the Shabbos and Brit. When I said last week, remember I spoke a whole drosh about Ela Ores Asher Areko, which is the godless of Eretz Yisrael. Areko is Meram is on Brismila, Asher Areka, working out the regimen, and Areka with the Langachov is Gimatria Shabbos. And 100, right, 50. Each one could be 20 shirim, right? But there's a connection between Shabbos and Brismila and Eretz Yisrael, Dafka through Dishusim. Klal Yisrael was Yerush, right? And Paul says in Tilim, Gamke Elich Begei Salmoves, Lo Ira Rokiati Modi, right? What's Pshat? What is the gematria of Salmoves? 566. Hello? Keneged Zeh, you have a Indian of Brismila. By Brismila, it says, Apostle, Mi Yal Elonu Hashemayma, Rosh Tevis, Soifi Tevis, Havaya. Middle letter, says the Svathem, Mr. Makailu, Yisro. Brismila is the Chibur of Shemayim V'Oretz that picks up a Jew to heaven and earth. Once you have that, so Yisrael plus Avaya is 567, one more than Salmovis. The protection of Gamke Eilich Begay Salmovis in difficult times is Yisrael plus Avaya, which is affected through Brismilo, it's affected through Shabbos, etc., etc. You know, when you make the bracha Asher Yotzer, Umafli Lasus, the Rambam says the chibur of Gashmius and Ruchnius, Neshama and Guf, is a Pella. So as Emes calls it Keseder, Niflois, right? Niflois, 567, is Gimachi Yisrael plus Havai. I'm not a glab, I'll tell you one word that I saw last week. I thought the Meridic word. Just to end off with this. Sari Imenu tells her husband, right? Garish. Garish is a Amad Zizbino. Right? Yeah. Vostutsu. The Pasuk says, this is quite deep. The Abishur tells, right? Avram, Bechachil, Avosora Ishtachoy Ledes Ben. And you should call him Yitzchok. Vaki Moisi has briefly itoy libris oilam lezare achrov. Uli Yishmol, Avram Davin, Lu Yishmol, right? Uli Yishmol shamaticha, he berachti yisoy, vifreisi yisoy, vifreisi yisoy, vifreisi yisoy, and he'll give birth to Shtei Masar. Nesim alagit azach. Ves briefly okim es Yitzchok hasher teinu lechasar lemoyed al zeh b'shonach. Is there any questions in these psukim? The glaring question is, the Abishah said, what Sarah will give birth to a son, you'll call him Yitzchok. Vaki Moisius brisi itoy lebris oilam lezare achar. Then I might do Yishmol, Yishmol shematicha, and I'll be, right? Over what? Ves brisi akim is Yitzchok. You already said this brisi akim is Yitzchok. Hello? So what does Rashi say? Amr tak medrish. Bishrav amr abba mikan lomi kal vachoyim. Ben agviri ben am. If the Ben Amuk says, it says what? Hini berachti, it refers to you, that refers to Yishmol, the Peradam, kal v'choymer es brisi hakim es Yitzchok. Hello? Any shailas here? That's Rashi.
I'm fine.
Chazal. You know the story with the lady came to Rogat Shover? Somebody came to Rogat Shover after Rogat Shover for a bruch. It says, the Gemara says, Alti birchas hedyet, kalamina, kalvachoymer, talmud chacham. So the Rogachover said, go to a hedyet and get the bracha. What about my bracha with the kalvachoymer? Go get a bracha from a shmeril on a kalvachoymer. Why do you need a kalvachoymer if the furish in the pasuk? Hello? Ves brisi, Gerithius brisi itoil, bris oilam, lazari achrov. Nachleya, maithu with yishmol, verbasi, ma'oim, right? And then, ves brisi akim is yitzchok. But they have a kavachoymer. We have a kavachoymer for it. It says in the pasuk before. You know, ask this kasha everybody. But the Bnei Yisrael says I'm already divorced. If you only had the first part of the pasuk, if I can use this Yitzchok libris oilam lezare achrov, that would only apply if zare is achrov. If the kin elcha kinder b'gir shemayim, they know every baruch every shimon every baruch ber every kiva eir every tzos nesivus that and the flogim yishemayim the atbris yochum. What about if the lav dafka, as I said last week, the Baron Belzer would put it, lav dafka they put on Rabbi Tam Tzvilin every day. Maybe they're not included in the bracha. Therefore, the Abish gave a whole bracha to what? Yishmol. And then he says again, Vesprisi Akim is Yitzchok. And then you have the Kalvachoymer. So even if it's lav, what's it says Kalvachoymer? Everyone knows when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Miriam, his sister, became a tzaras. He said, Kael not Rafon not law. Right? So the Abishur says, what did Chazal say? If your father spits in your face, you'll be 7 days embarrassed. Kalvachoymer, what? Lushkin. What's the problem of Kalvachoymer? So the Maggid of Mezrich famously said the classic, the Yud Gimel Midah Shatir in the Dreshes Behem. Or mechuvin kineged yigud midas racham. What is the first of yigud midas racham ledas rabbeinu harizal? Kale. Hello, kale. You got to redo Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur if you say the wrong answer. Hello, kale. Work it out. You with me? So Moshe Davin kale said to Abraham, I'm going to make a kalvachoymer, and whenever you make a kalvachoymer, you're kale. Kale is which midah of the Abraham? As per the pasuk Chesed Kael Kolayim Chesed, the Abishah gave Moshe a remez. If you need to ma'iruch sodim and lavdafka person's worthy, make a kalvachoymer. Hello. Now you could shtickle understand. So the Pilchus Friedman, the Moshe, why Moshe? Why after what there was a promise, but maybe only if you had bizoicha. Therefore, he had a whole bracha to Yishmol, And Kal Vachomer. Right? Now you begin to understand the vikuach between Avram and Tzor. Why is Vayera? Because Avram is midas achesed. And he wants Yidin Shev Kol Tuv, Begashmiz, Beruchniz, Refuiz, Yeshuiz, Kol Tuv in this world. And what if they're not worthy? Maybe. Right? So he says, give a bracha to Yitzchak. I give a bracha to Yishmael. Right? Then Kal Vachomer for the Ben Agvirt. Right? Ober Sarah is Midas Adin. Sarah doesn't want a bracha that you get with a Kal Vachomer. Sarah wants a Chatchil that Eden should have. So Sarah made her own Kal Vachomer. What did Sarah say? Right? Kiloyirash ben ha'am ha'zois im b'ni im Yitzchok. Right? If he's my son, even if he's not on the madrega of Yitzchok, or if he's Yitzchok, even if he's not my son, kal v'chomer when he's both. So Sarah popped up her own kal v'chomer to ma'ir rachmim, unichdaf nishalbin kan yishmol. So again, whatever, right? And the Kesora realizes, ultimately, we said before, Brismila is Gimatria Sherish Hanelim. Megala the Sherish, and every Eid wants to do the Ratzon HaBayir. Right? And therefore, the Ik, I cannot explain that. When you say, Yode Bakol, what is the Eitzah? Viyad Kol Boy. By whom does it say Kol? By Avram it says Bak. By Yitzhak it says Mikol. Because they each, not permanently, because he had a Yishmol, the Psalus, and the Esav. Kol is Yankiv. The Midah of Yankiv, which is Torah, the Kol Yankiv, the Midah of Yankiv, which is Shabbos, Kol Tchumen, etc., etc. The Midah of Yankiv, which is Avos Yisrael, and Shlemos, and Chibur, and Bris, and all of these in Yonim, which we discuss, that's the Kol V'yat Kol Boy, that through that, we're Zoycha to Kiyum HaPasuk, what does the Pasuk say? Haninu goyim amoy hidam avodav yikoyim v'nokav yoshev v'tzorav v'chipar ad mol say amen with bias goyal tzadik v'heiru yimeir amen.